One listener gets in touch and says, regarding the litter segment, caller says that out of Tralee, Island of Geese, it's particularly bad for litter. There's an outside auditorium in the area where you can sit down and eat, and she's noticed that despite there being plenty of bins in clear view of the auditorium, a lot of people, young people in particular, tend to leave their rubbish behind. She cannot understand this kind of behaviour. Well, that brings me to my next item now, because Killarney has retained its top 10 spot in the Irish Business Against Litter rankings. It's clean. The latest little survey by the business group shows Killarney again has been deemed cleaner than European norms, occupying 9th place in the ranking of 40 cities and towns across the country. Tralee is again clean in 20th position, clean to European norms. Sligo topped the IBAL ranking, with Limerick City Centre the only area in the country branded littered. Killarney's report from Antashka said a very solid performance from Killarney, what we've come to expect from this popular tourist destination. There were no heavily littered sites. Examples of some of the top ranking sites included Main Street, exceptionally well presented and maintained, Park Road, Muckross Road and Knockrear Playground and Environs. The latter is a lovely environment, not just very good with regards to litter, but all elements were in very good order. Jisc was somewhat improved from a previous IBAL survey, still moderately littered. Care needs to be taken to ensure it doesn't deteriorate to previous status. And for Tralee, it said it was the most encouraging to see some improvement in Daly's Lane, albeit somewhat littered. The levels were not nearly as high as previous surveys. The presentation of the mall was excellent. Significant care and investment has been made, with same resulting in an attractive town centre environment. High Street very much deserving of the top litter grade. Disappointingly, by far the most heavily littered site in the town was Tralee train station. Now, no town or city across the survey occupied the seriously littered or litter black spot categories at the foot of the IBAL table. Overall litter levels were on a par with last year, with 27 towns deemed clean and Sligo finishing ahead of Monaghan and Leixlip and Waterford. Again, Ireland's cleanest city, Waterford, of course, in fourth spot. A number of different issues were raised by the survey conductors as well, and particularly coffee cup litter and cigarette butts amounts almost doubling. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is the chair of Killarney Looking Good, and that's Michael Gleeson. Michael, good morning to you and good to talk to you.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good. Yeah, you must be pretty happy with the result of this survey.
Yes, we're obviously pleased to have remained in the top 10, but also anxious to continue to climb the table, because the ultimate objective of every participant is to be cleaner than European norms, and I hope we get there. If the effort continues, I believe we will, because there is tremendous commitment and effort being made both by the municipal district workers and by individuals, and it's the combined effort of both that ensures that good results are achieved on a regular basis in the IBAL reports.
Yeah, that's what it takes, isn't it? It's the, yes, the council working together with local volunteers and local people. To one without the other doesn't work in this area.
Well, I suppose, Jerry, we've had recent examples because of the exceptionally busy weekends, which you probably attended yourself, where Kerry played Cork, and then the Kerry playing Donegal, and there was quite an amount of litter followed those games. I walked down from the Fitzgerald Stadium following the Cork game, and there were such a large number of plastic containers being kicked along the road as people walked down towards the town. And by the following morning, by 7:30, the town was as close to spotless as I could ever have seen it. So that's an incredible achievement by those municipal district workers who come in an hour or two earlier than normal to ensure that the place is spotless before the tourists emerge and before the local people emerge in the morning to commence their day's work or to begin their tours of the Ring of Kerry or whatever it is, to ensure that every place is spotless. And I think that's the great value of the IBAL report, that it keeps minds focused, that it is business and business is the essence of life, and people will go where standards are of the highest. And Killarney, Tralee, and I know all the other towns in Kerry who are not assessed in this overall IBAL report, they also realise how important keeping the places clean is if you want to promote this, particularly the huge industry that is tourism.
Yeah. No, something Michael Ibell do is they take a look at the kind of rubbish that they survey or they see. And a couple of disappointing returns here from right across the country. Plastic bottle and can litter was found in 19 and 22% respectively of sites surveyed. That's the highest level, they said, since the deposit return scheme was introduced. That was a scheme designed to get rid of this type of litter.
Yeah. One would have thought. You know, I can't say that I have seen that as a huge problem in the Killarney area.
Yeah.
And I've spoken to two businesses that on whose property there is a deposit return facility, and it's gobsmacking to the amount of stuff that's being returned, and it's wonderful. In hundreds, in thousands, the amount of stuff that's being returned. So I can't see that. I haven't seen that as a big problem in Killarney.
Yeah.
What I have seen is a return of the coffee cup being dumped problem.
Yes.
And I have noted that at one of our meetings about a month ago. I said, unfortunately, I've seen, and very often they are deposited, not so much in the town centres, but on the approach roads as people progress. And then they come to a roundabout at a junction where the car slows down. They can lower the window and toss it out the window. So I live quite close to the Lissavigine roundabout, and I have seen some of them deposited there that dumped there. That wasn't a problem when the coffee cup campaign was going well in Killarney.
Yeah, yeah.
Sadly, it's not going as well now as it was heretofore. And that calls for a bit of soul-searching internally in the businesses in Killarney who are the beneficiaries of the high standard of cleanliness that's achieved by the municipal district workers and the volunteers on their behalf in Killarney.
Yeah, does it need government support, Michael, perhaps? And that was one of the reasons why the scheme didn't continue. There was talk of a latte levy being introduced, but the government have backed away from that.
Not only was there talk about it, Jerry, but there was there have been so many changes of ministers and things over a number of years recently now. But I know ministers have actually given commitment that the levy would be introduced. We have written to the numerous ones that have been there, and we haven't even got replies, I think, in some instances.
Yeah.
But that commitment was given, and it was based on that commitment that the project was introduced and being progressed, and its future depended on that latte levy. And sadly, the broader vision mustn't be there in that department. And I think that's sad, because the amount of revenue that goes because of tourism, because of successful businesses, into central exchequer is enormous. And the higher the standard we present, the more money will be returning to central exchequer, and the better local businesses will be doing. And people with a bit of vision, if it exists, should be there to see that that is the way forward.
Yeah, and that the other side of it then, is the incentive or whatever it is that stop people using keep cups and the returnable cups. And even from their own point of view, like, there's loads of different businesses who have, you know, their own keep cups part of their corporate branding and merchandising, but people obviously have just stopped using them, or it hasn't taken over in the way it would have been hoped from the environmental point of view. And that's, we're back to these single use cups, Jerry, that get dumped.
And the reason for that is very simple, Jerry, that if for anything to succeed, there needs to be parity, there needs to be equality of opportunity, or equality of commitment. And if one cafe outlet, coffee outlet, is insisting on the use of the cup and the coffee shop 50 metres away is not, then that's not equality. That's not fair competition. And so people very often will opt for the place where they can take the paper cup, and then they'll bring it out the road as far as Lissavigine, or as far as the Muckless Road, and they'll dump it there then when they've finished drinking. But one of the very good things to see in the report, Jerry, and I think this is something I've always highlighted, is the importance of the approach roads to towns.
Yeah.
I've always compared them to the frame of a wonderful picture. that you don't put a great picture, a great painting, into a tattered frame.
Yeah.
The approach roads are the framework within which the town sits. And that's why it's so good to see in the Killarney report, the little I have seen of it, by the way, I haven't seen the full report, is the mention of the Muckless Road, the approach road from Lissavigheen towards town, that they are maintained by volunteers primarily to such a high standard. And well done to all those volunteers.
Yeah, indeed. And Michael, look, that, will that lead in then to hopefully some good results in the Tidy Towns National Competition, the judging for which I think is around now?
The judging has, I would say, has just commenced, Jerry. Every Monday night, tonight at 6 o'clock, the volunteers will assemble in the High Street car park, increasing numbers of volunteers, I'm glad to say, including many of our friends from other countries who have come to reside here, gather to work in painting, in litter picking, in walking in harmony together for the betterment of Killarney and its environment. And that's what we hope to continue doing, and we are called for more and more people to join that effort, and in so doing we will enhance the beautiful place in which we live.
Okay, Michael, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for talking to us about that this morning, and well done again. That's Michael Gleeson, former councillor, of course, current chair of Killarney, looking good. Johnny Maguire gets in touch from Killarney Chamber of Commerce, says, great result for Killarney in this IBAL survey. It's down to the fantastic work by the municipal staff of Kerry County Council, aided by the volunteers of the Tidy Towns who give their time to keep Killarney clean.